Philly saw a major showing of pride yesterday. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
The LGBTQ plus community and supporters came out in force, marching through the city and finishing on the parkway. This is the first year of a festival that used to be exclusively in the gayborhood, but organizers say the festival needed more space. Grand Marshal Nehemiah Sanchez said the theme resonated personally.
My existence is resistance, right? And so as I continue to navigate the systems, the world, policy rooms, I'm bringing that forward.
Philadelphia Gay News publisher Mark Siegel says this year's Pride Fest takes on a deeper meaning.
For me, it's in two respects. I grew up in Philadelphia. I live near Independence Hall. I feel patriotism every single day. And I feel the Declaration of Independence, and I know that speaks to me as a gay man.
The march culminated at the Art Museum, where people enjoyed the festival atmosphere. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A room at the Hilton on Penn's Landing became a crime scene this weekend after a man was shot inside. Police were called to the hotel on South Christopher Columbus Boulevard just before 10:30 Sunday morning. Authorities say a man and a woman got into a fight inside a room on the ninth floor and it escalated into gunfire. A 25-year-old man was found suffering from a gunshot wound to the neck. He was rushed to Thomas Jefferson Hospital, where he's in stable condition. A 25-year-old woman met police in the lobby and identified herself as the one who pulled the trigger. She was immediately taken into custody. People nearby, including Rashida Henry, were shocked to hear about gunfire at the Hilton.
A little scary, you know, come here by the water to walk, thinking you're safe, you know, just trying to be mindful and to hear things like that happen. A little frightening.
Police recovered a firearm that was allegedly used in the incident. So far, no word on any possible charges being filed. Mostly sunny skies, a beautiful afternoon outside on this Monday. Right now, about 80 degrees in Center City with some big puffy clouds and plenty of blue skies. We are pretty much where we're going to get. We could get to about 80 or so before the afternoon is out. Clear skies for the rest of the day.